Babe, baby, I'm home. Where are you? I just got home from work. Hey, are you okay? Good Lord. You look like hell, and I mean that in the most endearing and affectionate way possible, and now I realize with that phrase coming out of my mouth, it sounds quite mean. What I mean is, I think you need to relax a little. Doctor's orders. Okay, I know I'm not a doctor, but like, cut me some slack here. Your shoulders are up under your damn ears, and I ain't about to let you stress yourself out right now. Look, I get the irony that the holiday season is supposed to be all about cheer and stuff, but let's be quite honest with ourselves. It's one of the most stressful time periods of the year. And I think you need to relax. Like, seriously, relax. So, I'm making the executive decision my brain's a little fumbling, long day after all, that you're going to sit down. You are going to sit down. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, mister. You're going to sit down. I'm going to rub your shoulders. You're going to vent to me about all the shit that you've kept up bottled inside because you're trying not to stress me out about my problems. Which, granted, it's sweet, but it's pretty clear that you need to vent. You need to open up, unpack this shit, so that it's not weighing you down. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to receive the burden, because it's not an issue. You're going to tell me everything that's wrong, everything that's bothering you, everything that is driving you up the damn wall with this crazy, and I'm going to take it so that it's not completely weighing you down. Okay? Okay. So no need to worry, honey. You're perfectly fine. Now come on. Sit. Oh, who gives a fuck about me taking my shoes off? Sit. Last I checked, we don't have carpet. It's not really a big issue to me. So, sit. Good boy. Oh, hush, I'm pulling your leg. Well, I guess. Sorry, that really didn't make sense. I am really tired, but that isn't going to stop me from helping. So, shut up. Sit down. Or I guess don't shut up. And start venting. Oh, that fucking sucks ass. What the fuck do they mean by, oh, I can't do it that way? So like, yes, you fucking can. It's literally advised for you to do. What? Oh my god. Baby, I'll be honest with you. You work with a bunch of fucking morons. Like, actual morons. Okay, okay, I'll let you keep talking. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's rightfully fucked, but okay. Okay. Mind if I sit in your lap for a little bit so I can look you in the eye? Okay. Look at me. It's pretty clear that this is a lot more hard on you than I'd first suspected. And I just want to make it, I guess, easier on you. Yeah, easier on you. Why did I have doubt saying, I told you, it's been a long day. But don't worry about me. Because what's important is right now taking care of you. Of course. I mean, who's to say I can't take care of you? I feel like you have every right to be taken care of as I do. You know? Like, you do so much to take care of me. It's the least I can do. You know? 'Cause I get it. You know? Like, I don't have exactly the most positive experiences with most Christmases. I mean, I know you're worried about dealing with my family because we are both obligated to go to Christmas dinner this year. I mean, I know that we're technically not obligated, but honestly, it would cause the least amount of fighting. Not that there won't be fighting at this dinner, but that's besides my point. It's gonna cause the least amount of fighting, and I just don't want to deal with it. So I'd rather just suck it up, grit my teeth and bear it, than cause everything else to go to complete chaos. Ugh, it would just be... I'll be completely honest, I'm not exactly gonna let my grandmother give my mom shit because I didn't show up. I'm not gonna let that happen. And I keep telling you, if you're worried about interacting with them, you can duck out. I'll go alone. Like, it's not an issue if I go by myself. No, I mean it. Like, I understand how stressful and not fun it can be during the holidays, and I don't want to inflict that kind of shit on you. Okay. Well, I appreciate the support. I really do. Like, it means a lot. So, thank you. Come here. Now, what do you say? We can take that stress out in any way you like. How's that sound? You can pick your preferred method. As you know me, I'm down for just about anything. So, take your pick. How do you want to deal with the stress of the holiday season? Think of me as a Christmas gift, I guess. That makes sense. A little toy you get to play with to take away your stress. So, how do you want to play with me? Okay. Wasn't expecting that, but definitely not complaining. I mean, to be fair, I do like being bent over, but that's besides the point. Can I get another? It's okay, just rip the damn clothes off me. Just take this dress off. It's okay. Right on the couch, I don't care. Like, really. Yes. Feeling better? I'm glad. Though you still look a little tense, but that's okay. It seems like I took most of it with me. More like most of it got fucked into me, I know. But what do you say get rid of the rest of it with a bath? How's that sound? Perfect. Now, you get your ass in the bathroom, and I'll see if I can find some, I don't know, hot chocolate. I'll put some booze in it. I don't know. But I'll be there in a bit. All right, cutie. Yes, you are cute. Shut up. Shut up. You're cute. Now go. Because God damn it, I'm gonna make you relax and you're gonna like it.